Hi, this is Cambridge Riffs. It's our fifth show. It's late February in Cambridge, and the sun has just burst out from behind the clouds. There's a beautiful gleam in the sky. And this song is for anyone who's just recently been dumped by their girlfriend or boyfriend. And it's by Little Alien, and it's called Pins and Needles. Yeah, so that was Pins and Needles by Little Alien. It's a great sort of anti-love song, that one. You don't get many of those around. He says, this is the start of something special. He doesn't mean a new relationship. He means the end of a relationship. And you get songs like that about sort of split-ups and people are gloomy. And then you get these songs about split-ups where people pretend they're okay. Like there's one by Kate Rusby called Over You Now, and you can tell she isn't really, you know. And there's that Bob Dylan one called, what's it called? Most of the Time. That's right, Most of the Time. Great song. But anyway, this one, he seems really pleased he's splitting up, you know. So that's, as I say, that's for anyone who's just split up. Okay, so this next song is by a band called Princess Drive, and it's called This Is Not an Exit, and I really like that title. It sort of reminded me of sort of like Do Not Throw Stones at This Notice sort of thing. Now, actually, on the way to Birmingham the other day, I was driving, and I saw this notice stuck on a post saying, this notice is not in operation yet. You know, so it sort of seems a bit like that. And that Magritte painting where there's a picture of a pipe, and underneath it says, this is not a pipe, you know. So yeah, This Is Not an Exit by Princess Drive. Great, that was This Is Not an Exit by Princess Drive. A great little mini manic guitar solo in that. Go back and listen to that, that's really good. Okay, so this is Cambridge Riffs. I'm on my own again this week. Michelle couldn't come this week because this is just a weird story, you know, but she says it's true. She went to the Brits, she managed to blag a ticket to the Brits, and she got a bit drunk, and she decided to make a protest, a sort of Jarvis Cocker type protest, you know what that is, against Prince's dress sense. And she got sort of like hustled away, and she's been locked up for a few days, I'm afraid. So hopefully she'll be here next week. Anyway, okay, so we're Cambridge Riffs. Check us out on the website, www.cambridgeriffs.co.uk. You can get lists of all the songs on this show, and you can listen to all the other shows as well. Okay, so this... this next song's by the Modal Monks. It's called Conspiracy Theory, and it's got two firsts for Cambridge Riffs. It's got a wah-wah, in which I'm a real sucker for a wah-wah on the guitar, so listen for that. And it's also got a 5-4 riff in it, which is we've been pretty much 4-4 based so far, so watch out for that. It's really good. It sort of throws the time a bit and then slams back into 4-4 again. So here it is, Conspiracy Theory by the Modal Monks.
Reason they behave there, influence you, I am mine.
Modal Monks. Yeah, great sort of rock organ on that one as well. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so this next band is Loop, and it's a song called Some Feeling, and they've got a nice sort of feel of early jam on them, which is good. But, it, you know, when I say that, it always makes me think, should you say bands sound like somebody else? You know, does it sort of... does it annoy them, you know? Do they think, oh, God, not that again? Or does it mean they're not as good? It's a difficult question. I mean, you listen to someone like The Strokes, you know, and I really like The Strokes, particularly the first album, anyway. And, you know, loads of the tracks are just like The Velvet Underground, but they're still really good, you know? So, and you get other bands which they sound like somebody else, and you think, oh, God, they just really ripped them off, you know? I suppose probably if you sound like a band that's, you know, from 20 or 30 years ago, then that's not so bad. But if you sound like somebody who's just around at the moment, then, or a couple of years before, then maybe that's not so good. Anyway, this is a great song. It's by Loop, and it's called Some Feeling. Okay, that was Some Feeling by Loop. And now we've got another interview. We had an interview last week, was it? And this is a band. They're a fairly new band. There's a chap who had a band called AD, and he's got a couple of guys to play with him now, and they've formed a new band called Jet Set Willy. And I went to talk to them, and it was great fun. And but I'm not really good at interviews, and it was a bit chaotic. So this is a sort of edited highlights of the interview, which is a bit surreal, and you probably can't hear much of me, but that's okay. And then afterwards, it goes straight into one of their songs, which is called "Seattle's Filled with Stars."
How long have you been going for?
We got together in the summer of last year.
Yeah, 69, I think.
Anything? Yeah, he was my intro. Yeah, we got together last year. We got together on. I've moved to Cambridge last year.
Yeah.
And wanted to form a band because I was in a couple of bands before and had a
bit. What were the names of those bands?
First band was called Cheese Factory.
Yeah,
good. That's name. A great name for a band.
Really, is a great name.
Second band was called Quarterlight.
Oh right, yeah.
And then the next band was this band, which is called Jet Set Willy. But I kind of like did. I wrote a load of stuff before doing this band, and then got hold of Steve. And
I beg you.
got hold of Steve and Ben on the internet.
So have you got any recordings of your new?
We did a full acoustic set of mine and recorded that, and one of the tracks is on our MySpace account, which is myspace.com/jetsetwilly.
What's that?
One more time.
myspace.com/jetsetwilly.
Are you going to record some with the electric band?
We're basically going to come down here, and hopefully Steve's got some hard disk recording gear that's a little bit more portable than the stuff I use, and we're going to run that through the PA and just do some live recordings and see what they sound like.
We did have another guitarist once. But we're so reckoning it sounded.
We brought in a few people. Another guitar. I think we sound better as a threesome at the moment. And
three-piece.
Three-piece.
Thank you very much.
Menage a trois.
Steve, what was the first band you ever
bought
an album by?
I don't know, album-wise. I remember buying the first single I bought was Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bangles.
Fantastic.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Well, who's the last couple of bands you heard and you thought, wow?
Liberty X.
Not that sort of wow.
Idiot.
You mean wow in a good way?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Wow, that shit. Wait, you are really poor. Your act is very
so much worse than I was expecting.
What was the last CD you bought then?
Oh, the last CD I bought was, all truth was Cellscape by Nut Banana.
Yes.
Who are a Japanese noisecore band.
Oh, right, okay.
And that's excellent. I did actually say wow when I put that on, because it was better than the other album I had.
Adrian, what was the last album you bought?
The last album I actually purchased was today. I ordered Ernest Morissette's acoustic little pill on the
the acoustic. This man does not represent us.
The acoustic
was that like the Craig David incident?
It wasn't.
We accidentally bought a Craig David.
I accidentally bought 500 Craig David CDs.
You didn't really?
Yeah, I did. But I didn't actually pay. There was like the job I work in. It was like I was testing some software that orders CDs.
It was a car.
I accidentally ordered 500 Craig David CDs. We've got three gigs lined up at this moment. Yeah. We've got Man on the Moon tomorrow, 1st of February.
Yeah.
We've got 8th of March, we're doing the Battle of the Bands at the Junction.
And don't forget the final of the Battle of the Bands as well.
If
we're not on the stage there, then we're going to turn up and do a sort of a commando busk.
It will be a mockery of justice.
So is there a final and a semi-final?
No, I think it's just a final.
If you don't win it, I mean, obviously you probably will win it, but if you don't win it, who would you like
to win? There's no
problem
there.
Who would you like?
I'm not sure.
Colonel Bars are doing, aren't they? And I quite like them, so.
They've got a good name.
They've got a rude
name. You can blame Ben for our name.
Some people like our name. Oh yeah, we were offensive.
There's something wrong with them. I don't know.
Something wrong with what?
People who like our name. It's rubbish.
It's quality though.
Steve doesn't like
our name. Our original name was Lotus.
Is it a Democratic band, do you think, or not?
No, Adrian's in charge.
Oh, right. We're kind of just glorified
Sesame Street. I didn't even
care. Steve and Sesame Street.
I didn't come up with the name Jet Set Willy. The name was actually introduced by Ben.
It was, but because I was, as a joke, coming up with other alternative computer games.
I wanted to call us Lotus, and then we didn't want the name, or Steve and Ben didn't like the name Lotus. And then Ben came up with, said, why don't we call ourselves Jet Set Willy? And I said, yes, Ben, that's a good name. I like that name.
Yeah, it's a classic.
And then I said to him, Ben and Steve, do you like the name Jet Set Willy? And they both said, yes, that's fine, we'll call ourselves Jet Set Willy. And rolled their eyes slightly, but then... It's called a name, isn't it? Jet Set Willy.
It is.
That's Jet Set Willy.
Not when you say it like that, it's not.
No, don't say it like that.
How would you say it? What would be the best way of saying it?
I would avoid saying it.
Okay, that was Jet Set Willy with Seattle's Filled with Stars. Great song, that. About Kurt Cobain, I assume. Sadly missed, really. You know, we need somebody else to kick things up a bit, really. When's the next sort of musical revolution going to be? I mean, in the 60s you had, I suppose, the Beatles came along. In the 50s, rock and roll, Elvis, you know. And then 70s you had punk. 80s, bit of a dead loss, really. 90s, we had grunge, you know, kick things up a bit and perhaps a bit Britpop in some sort of way. But when's the next one? I mean, what's that? What's going to happen next? Perhaps it's happened already and I don't know. Yeah, email in. Let me know what the next big thing is. Because I don't get enough emails, actually. So mike@cambridgeriffs.co.uk. There's a link on the website. Yeah, so Jet Set Willy, check them out on MySpace and at the Junction, the Red Stripe Bands competition as well, which starts March the 1st. And there's quite a few bands there who've been on these shows, so go along and support them, the Junction. Okay, so the next band we're going to play is the Barnum Effect. And this song's got a really nice sort of Brian Mocco rhythm guitar driving through the song. But on top of that, you can really hear clearly nice sort of melodic bass riffs, you know, providing sort of a structure to the backing. And that's really good, you know, it's nice to have a bit of bass to the fore, because I'm a bassist myself. So listen out for that. This is the song's called Didn't You Know? Yeah, that was Didn't You Know by The Barnum Effect. It's a good name for a band, isn't it? The Barnum Effect. It's the name of this effect. It's really good where somebody tells you something about yourself, like it could be, you know, a palm reader or something like that, or something in a personality test, and you really believe it. It applies to you, even though it could apply to anybody. And there's a list of I got off the web here. They're quite good. Things like, you have a need for other people to like and admire you, and yet you tend to be critical of yourself. While you have some personality weaknesses, you're generally able to compensate for them. You have considerable unused capacity that you have not turned to your advantage. And another one, disciplined and self-controlled on the outside, you tend to be worrisome and insecure on the inside. At times you have serious doubts as to whether you have made the right decision or done the right thing. I mean, yeah, that could apply to everybody, couldn't it? At times you are extroverted, affable and sociable, while at other times you are introverted, wary and reserved. And this one, for all you bands out there, some of your aspirations tend to be rather unrealistic. So yeah, the Barnum Effect. Excellent. Okay, so this next band is a band called Lion's Share. I saw them at the Soul Tree supporting David Ford at a gig a few months ago, and I thought they were great actually, and they were an electric band, and but mostly, I mean, the stuff on the web that they've got is acoustic, but it's still really nice. And so this is a song called A Man's Love Is Holy, spelt W-H-O-L-L-Y, and it's by, as I say, by Lion's Share.
Carries our
Yeah, that was Lion's Share, A Man's Love is Holy. It's really nice harmonies and guitar and stuff on that song. I liked it. Okay, so now we've got a new departure for Cambridge Riffs. We've got some poetry. I think we ought to have more poetry in rock, actually. I can remember going to see Elvis Costello in Glasgow Apollo in the, I don't know, 80s it must have been, I suppose. And the one of the support acts was John Cooper Clarke, the poet. And he was just great, you know. And he came sort of marching up to the microphone. He had red winkle pickers, I remember. And he blasted out these poems in the sort of, you know, his broad Lancashire accent, whatever he's got. I apologise if that's not what it is. But anyway, you know, and the people in Glasgow, I'm surprised they could even understand him hardly. But he went down really well and it was great. So, yeah, we need more poetry. And this poem is by Malcolm Guite, who's actually the main singer in the band that I play in, Mystery Train. And he's a great, he writes songs, you know, and he's a great front man. But he also does, he does poems as well, and he does poetry readings. And this is recorded from a poetry reading, so it's not a hi-fi recording, I'm afraid, but it's a good poem, and it's about... once he was told by this rather officious secretary that his poetry had jammed her photocopier. So this is Malcolm Guite.
My poetry is jamming your machine. It broke the photocopier. I'm to blame, with pictures copied from a world unseen. My poem is in the works. I'm on the scene. We free my verse, and I confess my shame. My poetry is jamming your machine. Though you berate me with what might have been, you stop to read the poem just the same. And pictures, copied from a world unseen, subvert the icons on your mental screen and open windows with a whispered name. My poetry is jamming your machine. For chosen words can change the things they mean and set the once familiar world aflame with pictures copied from a world unseen. The mental props give way on which you lean. The world you see will never be the same. My poetry is jamming your machine with pictures copied from a world unseen.
Yes, that was Malcolm Guite reading one of his poems. And anyone else wants to, you closet poets out there, want to, got a poem to read on, just email me and we'll see if we can fit you in. Okay, so this next track is by a band who we've had on the show before, Colonel Bastard. I think it was on the first show. And I discovered this whole set of songs on their website, which are, it's called the White Album and is inspired by the Beatles' White Album. And I mean, it's inspired by, but it's not a copy of, so they sort of use Beatlesy sounds, you know, and the drums quite often sound very sort of loose skin, sort of Ringo-ish. It's really good, and they, you know, good harmonies, and sometimes the guitar solos are very Beatles-ish. But, you know, it's definitely their own songs, they're not copies. It's a really good set of songs. They just have that sort of relaxed feel of the White Album with a sort of a mixture of different styles and stuff like that. So, yeah, so check those out. It's a good bunch of songs, and it's a really good idea, I think, to do that. And I've just chosen one for the show today, which is called I Don't Care If You're the Queen.
I don't care if you're the queen, the way that you've been treating me. I don't care if you're the queen.
And of course...
You can win. matches. Duke of Windsor, Duke of York, Duke's dishonest, Duke and Tom, Duke's replacement, Duke's been Duke.
Yeah, that was Colonel Bastard. I don't care if you're the Queen, and I don't. So, so this is the last song on the show now, and you have to imagine you're in San Francisco, and you've hired a car, and you're driving out east towards Yosemite, and you go up and up over the Sierra Nevada, along the Tioga Pass Road, right over the top, and when you get to the other side, you look down into the desert and you see this vast blue eye looking up at you from the desert, and it's a lake, a blue lake with a little island in the middle that looks like a pupil, and it's a deep, deep blue, and it's a great sight, and it's Mono Lake.
Make something with all of this, and send all of the sharp stones flying. Plain silence when you're sinking, there's no sense when you're losing your hold on things. Like a drone feathers, or an ocean right in a bottle. There's no resonance, less, no message. The inarticulate, like a heart attack. There's no time.
Maybe I would be less stupid.
Yeah, fantastic. That was a new world record with their song called Mono Lake. Real touch of class to end with there. Okay, so that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening, if you have been. And take care and watch out for the next show.